This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. In Tuesday's primary runoff election, Texas Democrats will choose their nominee to run for governor. None of the nine Democrats who ran in the March primary won more than 50% of the vote, so the top two vote-getters are now facing off. KERA's Christopher Conley is here to talk about the race. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Eric.
Now, remind us who these candidates are. We've got the former Dallas County Sheriff, Lupe Valdez. She won 43% of the vote back in the March primary. And we have Andrew White from Houston. He got 27%.
Yeah, so White is new to politics himself, but he is the son of former Texas Governor Mark White, who was governor back in the 80s. He spent his career in businesses that do kind of a whole bunch of things, natural gas services, border security. He says he's running as a conservative Democrat with, quote, common sense values. Valdez was the Dallas County Sheriff for more than a dozen years. She has centered her campaign on her personal story. She's the daughter of migrant farm workers, the first in her family to go to college. She spent a career in the military and federal law enforcement, and she surprised many with this improbable win in 2004 when she became Dallas's first Hispanic, first woman, and first lesbian sheriff.
A lot of observers are framing this as a battle between the more progressive and more centrist sides of the Democratic Party. What are White and Valdez saying?
White says the Republican Party has gone so far to the right in Texas and elsewhere that it's left its moderate core behind. He thinks that with his business background, he can win over moderate Republicans, and that'll help him win the election against Governor Greg Abbott. This is what he said at a debate in Austin earlier this month.
Moderate Democrats are winning in red states all over the nation. And that's not a poll. That's an election. Happened in Alabama, happened in Pennsylvania, happened all over Virginia. And it's our turn next.
Valdez says that strategy of appealing to the middle is a proven failure in Texas. Democrats have been doing it for years, she says, and they haven't won any statewide office since 1994. So she thinks Democrats and progressives are fired up right now, and they want someone who will champion their values and someone who shares their outrage with Republican leadership.
This is what's going to make the difference. The grassroots organization are also angry. And they're going to do something about it, which we're going to continue to work and go out to the voters, register voters, talk to voters, hear their concerns.
This is the perennial debate. Does a progressive candidate excite the Democratic base enough to outvote Republicans? Or do Democrats win by attracting moderate Republican and independent voters?
So how far apart are Valdez and White on the issues?
Really not that far, actually. Both say that the state should increase education spending. Both want to see more people get health insurance and have better access to health care. Both say they're pro-Second Amendment, but want to see some gun reforms. And both say they'd veto abortion restrictions passed by a Republican-controlled legislature, though White says he is personally opposed to abortions. The difference is really more style and emphasis. White talks about business a lot. Valdez talks a lot about supporting the underserved, and both of them spend a whole lot of their time talking about why they think Greg Abbott is bad for Texas.
And that's who the winner of this Democratic runoff will face in November. How has he reacted to this race?
Well, Abbott seems to think that Valdez will win. He came out a couple weeks ago with a video attacking her on immigration, abortion, and health care.
Under Governor Abbott's leadership, Texas banned sanctuary cities. Lupe Valdez has promised to eviscerate that ban. Governor Abbott defunded Planned Parenthood and has signed legislation making Texas one of the most pro-life states in the nation. Lupe Valdez wants to reverse that.
Think of this as a way to start setting the terms of the general election debate before Democrats have even picked a candidate.
And whichever candidate wins the Democratic runoff faces a tough battle against Abbott, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's an incumbent, for one. Texas is a reliably Republican state, for another. And then there's the money. At last count, Abbott had $41 million on hand to run his campaign. Valdez and White put together had a little over $1 million in the bank, and that was before they both bought advertisements ahead of this runoff.
KERA's Christopher Connolly covers politics. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
We have a voter's guide on Tuesday's runoff elections. That's at kerenews.org.